when the war began, World War One, Waco was selected as one of the Camp MacArthur, out where Lou Street is now, well, North 19th Street. And from then on out, they had, I think, 34,000 soldiers here.
How much did the opening of Camp MacArthur change the town?
Well, it changed it a great deal because many people, let's say, were unable to improve and build up their businesses. There was a lot of money turned loose here. And to the the Cotton Palace came along in there. I forget whether it was after the war, but they had quite an occasion, an affair on the Cotton Palace. But
the opening of Camp MacArthur, in your judgment, then was responsible for the Waco, building of Waco, or at least a great deal of wealth came into
the city. That's right, and it created a good deal of growth. And the tragic part, I guess, of that time was that severe winter they had, and these boys were in the tents, and so many took the flu or influenza or whatever they call it, and lost their lives. And they literally had all the undertakers here were just more died than they could take care of, and they just, it was a tragic thing, shipping the bodies off and everything. But that was just, it was rainy, cold, bad, and intense, and they just didn't have the facilities to protect them. But that, of course, those things, you just can't forget them when you make a lasting impression, don't you? But Waco was always a town. It was, of course, we had the streets and everything were kept clean. They had a lot of horses and all that. They had the White Wings to take care of that problem. And then they had street washers that would go up and down. And they kept Waco from always, the people have taken an interest.
What do you remember about the area of Waco known as the Square?
Oh, that was the, that was the most active part of Waco. See, the cotton firms that I referred to, most of them had their offices on the square. And that was a busy part of Waco. During cotton season and during all times, you could go down there at any time and buy all kinds of vegetables in the wagon. And vegetable wagons used to go all over town and selling their vegetables. But it was a thriving area, and they had the square was a pretty big area, but on Mondays and Saturdays it was usually no places for a team. They had the wagon yards all around, but in spite of that, they still had the square filled with first one thing and then another.
You mentioned that World War One brought some changes to Waco, brought Camp MacArthur to the town, and I'm sure the decision on the part of the United States to enter the war created quite a stir in this town. In April of 1917, the United States declared war on Central Powers of Europe, in particular the Imperial German government. What do you remember about the opening of the war? Now, you were in high school, and you were not quite old enough to serve.
That's right.
But what do you remember about the opening of the war and the way your friends and family and people of Waco reacted to it?
Well, Waco, let me just say this, that it was an entirely different atmosphere in Waco during that war than we'll say the past war has been. It was a war in which everybody in the community was behind. It was they were a patriotic bunch of Americans, and they didn't hesitate to let it be known. If you had any question about you, you were a slacker. That was one of the words that we used then. And there was a man, I think he lived at 12th and Austin or somewhere in that neighborhood. And he had, was possibly a German, from Germany. And anyhow, he'd made some remark, or he was eligible. So one night they just painted his whole fence yellow. It's just that kind of a setup. Even Mr. Genheimer, he was of German descent. And somebody had just questioned him. Boy, we had study room, had them all upstairs there and everything. And he was the maddest man you ever saw. Anybody that would question his setup. But I mean, it was just that kind of a environment. Everybody wanted to get in, and they were just so as the coming up in that kind of an environment, why I would just like all the youngsters wanted to get in.
Well, were you eager then to get in and go to France?
Yes, sir, because we all were. I mean, that was everybody wanted to. It was no question about it. And these bands would parade, and they'd have these songs over there, and Long Ways to Tipperary, and all that stuff, you know. And I'd get it on our Victrola. That's about all we had then. I don't believe the radio would come in until just a few years later, or not in numbers. And so my mother, she, whenever I'd even intimate it, she'd go to pieces. Said, when you're 18, well, that's as soon as you can go, because I'll never give my consent. Well, as things went on, well, I was rather disappointed. I went out to Baylor and went to and I was working in the bank whenever I could on Saturdays and so on, and if it wasn't football or something. But I had been all summer. And all these old boys that I knew were a little bit older than I was, and just like Ross Sams and Bob Pope, Douthat McDaniel, and all those boys were out there with me as freshmen, and a bunch of them on the football team.
This was the fall of 1918.
Yeah, Douthat McDaniel was our manager, and Ross Sands was our captain. Well, they were getting paid for going out there and doing the same thing I was doing, but they were in the, was it ROTC, or anyhow, some kind of military training that paid for them to be going through school.
Probably the SATC.
SATC.
Student correct. Army Training Corps.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, much to the delight of my mother, armistice was declared on my 18th birthday. And it's quite an interesting setup, but I always regretted I didn't get to serve. I don't know.
What do you remember about Waco during the war? Did your father, who was a banker, participate in the Liberty Bond drive?
Oh, yes, everybody did. It was, they were enthusiastic about both the selling and the buying of them, and everybody joined in that. It was a war that everybody was behind, and there was no problem as far as getting the bonds oversubscribed. They would allocate so much.
What about the food program during the war? Was there much enthusiasm here in Waco for Mr. Herbert Hoover's food administration?
I don't know too much about that. It was I heard a lot of talk about it, but I don't know just what you might see the big, I wasn't really concerned with it at the time. My mother was worried about the food, and I know that...
you didn't miss any meals?
We didn't miss any meals, no, sir.
Were there any other forms of entertainment during your teenage years that you were particularly fond of? You mentioned that you played all the sports in the high school.
Well, of course, one of the picture shows in Waco, we had, of course, what is now the Hippodrome Theater, what is now the Waco Theater. Then there was a Majestic Theater that was on 4th Street across from Sanger Brothers. And the auditorium. Now, there were many shows that came to Waco during a time up to 22, I would say, and I won't try to pinpoint the time, but they came to the auditorium, and then a lot of shows went to the Cotton Palace and played out there at the big...
You're speaking of traveling vaudeville shows.
Right. And of course we had the Orpheum Theater had floor shows there, Orpheum Circuit, and then Majestic had floor shows, and then the Ziegfeld Follies went out to Cotton Palace, I remember that, and during Cotton Palace they had big name bands like Sousa's Band, and they had top entertainment out there. And then at the auditorium, we had a good many shows that came to Waco, and then some of the big picture shows. I guess probably one of the most, of that time, the most outstanding show, picture show, was Birth of a Nation. And it was, they had an orchestra, and they had quite a, it was a sellout for several different nights.
And, you saw Birth of a Nation then as a young boy?
Oh yeah. Well, in fact, I was, I think in high school, I forget just when it came, because I know down there, I made most of the shows at the auditorium, we had some good ones. For instance, Will Rogers came to Waco, and we drew the top flights of everything back in those days.
So the people were well entertained, you would say.
Right. Miss Gussie Oscar was the manager of the auditorium, and she brought the best of the traveling shows did come to Waco, and we had quite a number of them too. Yes, we had during the Texas League, we had, for instance, I remember they'd bring in all the, not all of them, but a number of the big league teams to play Waco, you know, during their training season. Babe Ruth, of course, was here, and that was quite a thrill for us to go to see him. Perform, and he knocked a home run for us. So our day was well spent.